For years, I was a lioness hunting hyenas. And sure, the chase was fun, but once I bit in, I realized the meat was not befitting a queen. So I spit it out and I kept moving. Welcome to Shauna Renee's Fab Life. I often struggle with just how much of my personal life to share on this podcast. The fear of vulnerability is real for a chick like me. So I have to sit, meditate, and talk it out in order to work up enough courage to put on my big girl panties and tell the truth. The real, messy, dirty, painful truth. So here it is. For years, I was a lioness hunting hyenas. I would lock my sights on a joker and give chase, which usually involved plotting ways to charm and manipulate these poor unsuspecting creatures into my den. More often than not, I wouldn't have to exert very much energy because they just stand there like a deer or hyena in headlights wondering what the hell does a lioness want with me. See, they knew that it was all wrong. Sadly, I did not. Until after a while of playing around with my catch, I'd finally take a bite and realize that I had chosen to sink my teeth into something that was tough and flavorless, not fit for consumption by any female species, never mind a lioness. Now, you would think it would only take one bite for me to learn this lesson, but no, I am ashamed to report that I have hunted and killed many a scavenger. Even after watching them feast on the leftovers of some other man's kill, I still gave chase. That was until my stomach started giving me problems. You see, my sisters and my friends, my therapists would ask, "What the hell is wrong with you? Can't you see that you are wasting your time on these folks?" And the answer was no, I couldn't, because I did not recognize myself as someone worthy of more. Now, after 10 years on the radio, talking to women from across the country, I know that I am not alone here. Scavenger hunting has become a community-wide epidemic that needs to be addressed. And not by blaming the creature for being what it is, but instead by taking responsibility for our misguided efforts. In other words, look, a dog is a dog, a duck is a duck, an asshole is an asshole until he chooses to be something else. So leave him be for now and focus instead on what you can do differently. It's written in The Art of War. If you know your enemies and know yourself, you will not be imperiled in 100 battles. I have come to learn that a good study of your enemy often results in a better understanding of yourself. With that said, let's take a look at the characteristics of a hyena. He is loud and often very obnoxious. That's his insecurity coming out because he knows he's ugly. And the noise is a way to cover up what he hates about himself. If you ever find yourself attracted to or attracting a man with lots of extra nonsense, it's time to check yourself. Chances are you are dealing with some self-esteem issues as well. Remember, a strong, introspective, balanced woman does not have the time or the space for such nonsense, nor does she attract it. He finds pleasure in picking at sick, lonely, tired women, and that's because he's lazy. He doesn't want to do the heavy lifting necessary to support a good woman and a strong family. He'd rather feast on scraps. And if he's picking at you, understand that you have allowed yourself to be reduced to scraps. Scavengers are also cowards. Rarely will a scavenger approach a group of animals, even if they're all dying. They will wait until they can catch one alone. Traditionally, the female's natural instinct has been to support and care for, protect the weak and the tired. But modern society is so full of distractions that we no longer notice or care when one of our own is hurting. So we abandon them. And furthermore, we have bought into this notion that to ask for help is to show weakness, when in fact the opposite is true. The scavenger knows this, and so he feasts on that fear. So how do we counter our habit of chasing that which is not worthy? It's very simple, darlings. Know thyself, inside and out. Who are you? What are you afraid of, and what is that source of fear? This step is the most difficult and time-consuming, but it is also the most important. Your strengths grow out of your weaknesses, but you must acknowledge them first. For example, I have always been afraid of being alone, not because there weren't people around who enjoyed my company, but because I spent my formative years desperately wanting to run with the boars when I was in fact a lion. And every time I would approach a group, I was immediately cast aside, and the harder I would try to fit in, the more they would resist. So I was teased, taunted, and ignored. I was told over and over again to go away. You don't belong here. And the years of constant rejection slowly ate away at my esteem, and it all but erased my reflection. I could no longer see who I really was until I came upon a group of my own kind. I saw something familiar in each one of them. We spoke the same language. We moved with the same purpose, the same intensity. And although it took a while for me to be fully integrated into the group, as my instincts had been severely compromised, therefore making me a liability at first, they coached me with great care and patience until I was able to recognize and embrace my true essence. It wasn't until I was strong enough to carry my weight that I was rewarded with full privileges and protection. It was then that I was no longer afraid to be alone, because I knew even if I wandered, I'd always have a home to which I could return and be fed. Now, I'd be lying if I said that I never stray from the group. Sometimes I get tired, I get lazy, I get restless, I get bored. I long for something different, something easy. And so I wander until I find a pack that I could easily intimidate and manipulate with my size or my mouth. But without fail, something about my roar sends them on the defensive, and they run, or worse, they fight back. And although I have yet to meet anyone with the strength to destroy me, I do suffer the occasional scratch. And it hurts, and it can be bothersome and distracting, especially when it's time to focus on fulfilling my true purpose. When that happens, I know that it is time for me to retreat back to my private space to lick my wounds, ask and answer the serious questions, and then head back to my pride. Thankfully, they always welcome me back with open arms. It is that, the knowing that I searched and discovered a place where I could return and expect to be fully supported, loved, cared, and fed, which prevents me from searching for unsuitable sustenance. Truth be told, it can be very difficult for a fully grown but not quite developed female to find a group willing to accept her, but not impossible. It takes time and the tremendous amount of soul searching. You must know who you are before you're able to recognize your tribe. You must know who you are before you accept anyone into your life. You must look at yourself. The day I became a fully realized lioness was the last day of my return, because it was also the last day that I chose to walk away from my truth. It was the last day that I chased a hyena. It was the last day that a hyena came looking for me. As women, we need each other. We support each other. We strengthen each other. We love each other. And then we send our sisters out to do great things, to find great love, to raise great families, to build great communities, to strengthen our tribe. And it is our responsibility to do that for ourselves and each other. So take that, let it marinate a little bit, and then join me next week as I share another story from Shauna Renee's Fab Life.